Today on the Profitable Tradie Podcast.
This will save you thousands and it can be done very, very quickly. You've heard about ChatGPT. Maybe you've even mucked around with it and found it useful, or maybe you couldn't seem to make it work that well and it feels like a bit of a gimmick. But here's what most tradie and contracting business owners don't realize. ChatGPT isn't some trendy piece of tech. It's a tool that is changing the way people do business and the way they live their lives.
That whenever something's new, it does feel scary. Whereas, one day that just becomes the way people do stuff because it is so much better. It gets you there so much faster. It's so much more efficient.
I basically said to ChatGPT, this is how old I am. This is how much money I have right now. Have I got enough money to last the rest of my life? It changes the way you can do things by an order of magnitude that you just can't understand. Now, tune into this episode where we talk through 10 unexpected ways you can use chat to save hours every single week and dramatically improve your productivity. Well, welcome to the podcast. Tony Fraser-Jones, the host here with Phil Smith, the other host.
Yeah, g'day, mate. How you doing?
I'm doing well. What are we into today?
Well, basically, it's easy to dismiss technology as a fad. It's easy to underutilize a piece of technology due to your ignorance or lack of knowledge. It's easy to say I'm too old to learn and I'll leave it to a younger generation. And it's easy to say I'm not really a tech-savvy person. Also easy to be intimidated and fearful that you won't be able to figure it out. You know, lots of older, you know, tradies and, you know, techs are going to feel like, you know, JMS was the same, you know, like your job management software. When you first got that, it was hard to figure it out. You know, you get used to it, but it was a bit like that at the start. But the stuff's actually incredibly easy to use. And like anything, the more you use it, the better you get. So we are talking about ChatGPT and some of the unexpected uses.
Yeah, and the reason I wanted to do this podcast today was I was talking to some people the other day who have an electrical business. I know them socially, and they were talking about I don't really know how to use it, and I'm not really tech savvy, and I'll leave it to the younger guys in the business to get started, and it's going to take me ages to use it. And I was like, well, have you really tried? And they were quite, you know, fearful of it and apprehensive of using ChatGPT. And I thought, gee, that's a big miss. And, you know, it's really is changing the way people are using, running their businesses and living their lives. So what I thought today we could do is actually talk about some ways that you can use ChatGPT that you may not have thought of. Kind of a bit left field. Maybe some of you have thought of it, but a lot of you won't. And my hope is that as we do that, you'll understand how powerful this is, how much use it has, and you'll actually start using it for a bunch of things that you haven't thought of, and you'll try using it for other things that, you know, maybe you didn't immediately think were what it was used for. And it will really change your life if you get into it more.
Yeah, cool. And hey, you were telling me that story about cordless electric drills the other day. I think this applies pretty well. Why don't you hit that?
Yeah. Well, we were repairing some decking, some outdoor furniture. This stuff we bought, we thought it was good stuff, but it was actually a bit cheap and it warped and it needed repainting. So we had to unscrew the chairs, paint them and put them back together. And I was thinking about how grateful I was for the cordless drill that I had to do this job, because literally if I had to do it with a screwdriver, it would have taken hours. You know, the cordless drill, the electric drill, I love it. You always give it a double tap, you know, zzz, zzz, every time. It literally has changed the time it takes to do that job by, you know, probably 60 or 70% faster, like an order of magnitude that's really powerful. And ChatGPT is like that. It changes the way you can do things by an order of magnitude that you just can't understand. It's probably more than 60 to 70%. It's probably 90 to 95% for a lot of tasks that you do. So I guess my thinking is you don't want to be like the old, you know, egg beater drill or the screwdriver that you're to use by hand. You really want to use the cordless electric drill. We can't think of not using that now. It's just kind of crazy. So ChatGPT is kind of similar.
Yeah, I remember my dad, he's got this drawer full of all of his dad's old tools. Yeah. And like, man, they're relics, eh? Like you look at them and like they're really cool because it's sort of a reminder of like, wow, people used to use these. Like, man, they're just crazy. Like they would just take so long and it would be so much more difficult. And nowadays, you know, you wouldn't even think about it. It's just become absolutely the norm to use all the types of tools that we have available today. And I think the thing is that whenever something's new, it does feel scary. Whereas, one day that just becomes the way people do stuff because it is so much better. It gets you there so much faster. It's so much more efficient. And that's essentially what we're talking about.
And now with chat, it is the way a lot of people are actually doing things. And I know for some of you listening, you'll be across this, but for a lot of you, you won't really be using it, or you'll be using it to a small extent and you're missing out on so much productivity gains and time savings that you really need to get on board.
Yeah, well, shall we talk about why this is so important? We're starting to open that up, but let's carry on down that track.
The most powerful reason for ChatGPT and a bunch of other AI tools, but we're just talking about chat today, is that it just saves you time. And I'm talking like hours every week. You know, it takes a bunch of jobs, you know, like writing emails, building systems, a whole bunch of stuff, and stuff we're going to talk about that you wouldn't think of, and smashes them out in seconds where it would actually take you hours to do them.
Yeah.
It's mad. And so you can finish stuff in literally a hundredth of the time. You just give it the instructions and it'll spit it out almost instantaneously.
Mm.
And what I find is when you have to sit down and actually write something, whatever that is, or you have to sit down and work out some calculations, it takes you a lot of time.
Yeah.
Chat can just automate a lot of that. So it's incredibly powerful.
Yeah, super powerful.
And there is one other big one as well, and that is competence.
Yeah. Well, should we dig into that?
Yeah. So it allows you to be expert at something very quickly. And for a lot of us, we're not experts at writing. We're not experts at putting materials together. But chat gives you the skill to do that almost instantaneously. So not only is it quicker, but it makes you better.
Yeah.
And that has so many positive knock-on effects, because you know, your clients, your team, your suppliers, they see you as being more competent. That builds trust. And it effectively levels the playing field. You know, you no longer have to have a fancy education and access to all the right information to actually present content and material in a clear and concise way. Yeah. And you know, for a lot of us who have come up through the trades and the technical areas, we weren't super book smart. And this allows us to be very book smart very quickly without having to do all that, you know, that school work.
Well, it's quite incredible. I actually find when it comes to smarts, usually the hardest part that actually takes the most brains is coming up with the ideas or, you know, the core of the content. But what makes it look smart, you know, is the way that it's formatted, presented, and all of the fluff that actually goes around those main points. Like, I think about, for me, one big one was writing policies here at PT, you know, policies for our team that we use internally. And back in the day, I used to write bullet points, you know, just some very, very skint bullet points, which had all of the stuff that you need in it. And then we had another team member that would go and elaborate on all of those bullet points, make them fancy sentences, format the page, put in all the, you know, header and footer and all that, and make it look right. Obviously, the hard part, the smart part, is coming up with the ideas. But it doesn't look smart unless it gets done that way. Whereas nowadays, I can put those ideas into ChatGPT and 1 second, it's done. You know, and it makes me look like I did it, which is great.
Yeah. And the thing here is, you know, we're talking about businesses, but ChatGPT is not just a business tool. And that's something I think is really important to understand, is it'll save you a lot of time with business tasks, but you can use it in your personal life. And not only does it save you time in your personal life, it makes you look more competent there as well.
Yeah.
Which is great. And so, you know, time is time. And you only have, you know, your the same amount of time each week, and you can only spend it on business or personal tasks. So if you can save time in the personal area, then you can either use that to, you know, do more stuff in the business, or you can use that to spend more time doing stuff you enjoy.
Or just chill out.
Just chill out.
Yeah, finally get some sleep at night.
That's it, right. So it doesn't matter where you make the time from. You know, you can use it in a positive way, and time is time. So don't forget about the personal uses for this as well.
Yeah, well, let's open up some of these usages. I mean, I think the big thing, like you said, is some of these might be a bit unexpected. And furthermore, you know, it's not all just business. So we're looking at saving time across the board. And we obviously got some unexpected uses for people. So let's jump in.
Yeah, first one, and I think you mentioned it, is you can use it to create processes for your team to follow. It's so simple. Now, you can do something as simple as say, hey, can you create a detailed step-by-step process for how to install a wall-to-wall HVAC system in a residential house? Tell it that, and it will spit out a pretty substantial and pretty thorough SOP or process flow that your team could follow. Now, it's not going to be 100%, and it's not going to be 100% perfect for your situation, but it's a fantastic start. And honestly, you're like 85, 90% of the way there, and you can just tweak it from there.
I got to say, I'm actually pretty blown away with how accurate it is. Like, you would think that it would get, I don't know, some basic points in there. Again, I put one in just for a few Googles the other day. You know, like, can you write me a step-by-step process to install a new toilet? And, like, it was very, very specific, very accurate, and it actually used all of the right industry terms as well, where, you know, the jargon that someone might use on site, it used that. and you could even say, hey, look, if I was in Australia, what terms would be different? And it just changed them. If I was in, you know, the US, what terms would be different? And it just changed them. It knows that stuff. But it was actually really accurate. Like it wouldn't have taken a lot of tweaking at all. And I think sometimes we have this expectation that you're going to need to tweak things a lot. It might get you sort of 50% there, but honestly, it's more like 95. And the tweaks that you have to do are more like proprietary process. Like if you do it differently, then you might make a couple of tweaks. Honestly, I use this all the time for process. It's one of my biggest uses personally. And definitely when we're working with clients, like we've seen them speed things up. Like back in the day, we used to work with people and they'd be putting systems into their business, you know, especially like quality assurance processes on site. And they're having to write out big, long checklists and workflows and stuff for all different types of jobs that they'd have to do. This was a mammoth task. You know, it could take months. And nowadays this takes like an hour for like most jobs that you would do. You could have most of them done in an hour, or at least 95% there. A few tweaks, you're good to go. And so this has really gone from being, you know, a huge undertaking to being something you can do very quickly. And it's actually really, really good. So it's a game changer for that kind of thing.
And that saves you hours of time, but not only you can put these systems in place, whereas you wouldn't get them done before, which obviously saves you a lot of hassles, more productivity, better margins, less callbacks, all that stuff. So it's a game changer.
You actually mentioned something there that's quite important, is that because back in the day when you had to write these, you know, and again, I know I've felt this. I've written them. Yeah, but you know, like you'd think to yourself, oh, that wasn't quite right. We really need a process for that. We really need an SOP. But then that secondary thought that comes into your head is, but that means I've got to write it. And that's going to be a hassle. So we'll get to it one day. Whereas like nowadays, you're just like, hey, that wasn't quite right. We really need an SOP. And literally, I just pull my phone out and go, hey, can you write an SOP for XYZ? And it just pops out and done. And so every time you notice something, you can just literally create an SOP in seconds. And it's crazy because I used to just put this off, honestly. And then every now and then I would lock myself in a room for an entire day and try to smash out three or four. Whereas now I could have, you know, 8, 9, 10, 15 SOPs made a day if I wanted to. It's pretty easy. So it's crazy.
Saves a lot of time. The second thing that you may not have thought of using it for is you can actually use it to build a new website for your business. Like
yeah.
This will save you thousands, and it can be done very, very quickly. I know a member of our Million Dollar Tradie coaching program just posted in the members Facebook group a couple of days ago that they'd done this.
Yeah.
And they were just blown away by how quickly it was done. And look, obviously the more detail you give it, the better. But if you're stuck on detail, you just ask chat and you say, hey, what are some high performing websites for a similar business to mine that you suggest I should copy or imitate?
Mm.
And it'll go through and show you them, and you can say, hey, what are the elements that are important in this website? You can ask it, what process should I follow to build the killer website? And it'll do all that for you. It's absolutely insane. And here's the thing. Here's the thing with websites. Back in the day, we used to build them. The hard thing was you needed a bunch of information about your business to put in there, and most people just really struggled to write that.
Hmm.
Well, ChatGPT will have a good first crack at that, and if it needs more information, it'll just ask you to speak. You can just tell it. You don't even need to type it. Tell it some information about yourself.
That's actually a good little side hack as well. Like this is something that actually you put me onto because I didn't notice. I'm sitting here writing out prompts and writing out tweaks, and you said, why don't you just click the voice button and you can talk to it? That's actually a huge one for me because I way prefer to speak than to type. So that saved me a lot of time within the time saver. But I think with websites as well, one thing we used to see working with clients a lot was actually the longest and most difficult part of getting your website built was all of the shopping around different website builders, trying to figure out which company to use and how much money you should spend, etc. Whereas nowadays, you can do this for free.
I wouldn't be going into the website design business at the moment.
No, I wouldn't either. That's going to be pretty dead pretty soon.
Another AI will just destroy that. So that's something you can use ChatGPT for. Save you a lot of time, a lot of money. And it can help you with all the SEO, all that stuff you need to rank well as well, which is nuts.
Yeah, and if it's if you don't like the way something looks, you don't even have to have an idea for how you'd like it to look different. You can just say, hey, I don't really like this part. Can you give me some options of things I could do differently? And it will suggest things to you. And so as a result, like you don't even have to have all the ideas, which is great. It just makes things so easy.
Yeah.
Mind blown. Let's get into the next one.
Third one is you can use it to conduct financial analysis of your business. Now, this is killer.
This is juicy.
Yeah, ChatGPT is amazing at doing numbers, like it can calculate stuff real quick. So you can simply download your profit and loss statement, say for the last 3 months or the last three quarters, attach it as a file into ChatGPT and just ask ChatGPT to analyze the results. Absolutely insane. And it will go through, it'll figure out where, you know, what the trends are, where things are going well. Maybe it'll show you that you've got margin pressure or your overheads have crept up or your revenue's dropping. And it'll give you a really detailed analysis. It'll even tell you where your, you know, sometimes the setup of your P&L doesn't look right as well, which is a big thing we find when we're coaching people. It's not actually, you know, structured correctly. You can put your balance sheet in there and it will analyze that and give you some feedback on what you need to work on. It's so quick. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Blows my mind. And in fact, any numbers related stuff, killer. Like if you want to do forecasts, just tell it what you want to do. In fact, this is another use that I've used it for, and I haven't mentioned it today, but I want it because it excited me so much, is, you know, I'm into investing, I love investing, and I basically said to ChatGPT, hey, this is how old I am, this is how much money I have right now, have I got enough money to last the rest of my life? And it goes through and says, well, you're 50, which is... And you're,
aren't you 51?
I'm 51. Okay.
Here we go. Here we
come
go.
On, bro. Come don't on, be man. Like that.
Be honest.
You never, won't
no
look
judgment. As, you we listen and we don't judge, all right?
You won't look as good as me when you're 51, bro. and it says, right, you're 51. The actuarial tables say that you'll die when you're 91. You've got 40 years. And then it goes through and calculates, you know, what is a high lifestyle burn, a medium lifestyle burn, a low lifestyle burn. It uses an assumed, you know, investment return. Build some graphs and shows you with a spreadsheet and the graphs of where your money will sit. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Numbers, easy. Does that in like, you know, 30 seconds.
Well, it even made assumptions of things that you might like to buy or have throughout your life and what that might cost and whether or not you would upgrade certain things, like, you know, whether you'd need more cars, that kind of thing. It actually took in a lot, right? Like, I remember you telling me about this. I was pretty amazed.
It asked me about that. And I also told her we have four kids and that we wanted to give them some money when they're you know, in their late 20s, factored all that in. Really simple. So it showed me exactly where I was and what I needed to do, you know, to get where I wanted to go. So absolutely killer.
Crazy useful tool. And all, again, so fast.
So
like,
fast.
And back in the day, you'd have had to have paid some kind of analyst or accountant or like financial planner or something to actually do this. It would have cost, you know, a lot of money and taken a lot of time.
Literally, I have paid thousands of dollars to our accountant to do this previously.
Yeah.
You know, just done in like a minute.
Well, not only that, but you would have paid all the money and you would have probably waited months while they crunched the numbers and made plans and did projections. And
insane.
It's like, bang, done.
Insane.
1 minute, easy. All right, let's get in the next one.
The fourth one, this is something most people don't use it for, which is you can use it when you're having challenges with other people, yeah, like team members, suppliers, other contractors. So you can really use it to help you frame difficult conversations or deal with difficult situations or give difficult feedback. It's so good. You know, you just explain the situation to ChatGPT, ask for some suggested approaches. You can ask it for specific questions or jump off points. It'll give you a really good strategy for how to deal with it, because often, you know, we're using a model of dealing with a difficult person or situation that we have in our head, but it's not really a model that's that effective. It's not getting us to where we want to go. And we're kind of butting heads with someone or just really struggling with the situation.
Yeah.
And ChatGPT will pull together, you know, new perspectives, and it really helps you see things differently and try different things. It's absolutely killer for that. You know, for example, you might, let's say you have, you employed an operations manager and they went really well, but then they've kind of gone off the board. You could just say to ChatGPT, hey, this person's been working for 6 months. The first 3 months were great. Now we're finding that they're struggling to stay on top of things. The margins are blowing out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It'll go through a bunch of causes. Some of them will probably be what you're not doing. Like you haven't given clear feedback. You haven't given clear accountability. Maybe you haven't given clear training. There'll be a bunch of stuff that'll work through. And you'll be like, wow, I'm going to work through those. It's going to give me a good plan of attack for things to knock off to actually improve the situation. It's absolutely killer for that.
Yeah, well, not only that, but you can get help with what to actually say in any difficult conversation. But then you can also say to ChatGPT, hey, what are some potential responses that might come when I deliver this chat? And it'll say, cool, well, these are some potential ways that the person could respond. And this is what you would do if they responded that way. So the thing is you can really pre-plan you know, how something might go, because I think a lot of the time, even if we really plan what we're going to say in the first instance, you know, any kind of prep for a difficult conversation, the tough part is that you cannot assume how they will respond. It could happen in one of a bunch of ways, and that's often the hardest part to prep for, is what do I say after they respond? But ChatGPT will be able to let you know, here's all of the potential ways they could respond, and here's what you would do about that. And so you can have a really robust plan for how to handle those problems with your team, with your merchant, with your supplier, with anyone, really. And it just again, prepared is a good way to go into things. You feel a lot more confident, and you're going to do a better job of things.
Yeah, and we're talking here about interpersonal relationships in a team context, but you can use this personally as well. You know, if you're having some frustrations with a family member, maybe it's your partner or your kids, or
your brother owes you money,
your brother or your in-laws or whatever, sometimes a little fresh perspective is super helpful. Now, I'm not suggesting, you know, like they're your counselor and you tell them your deepest, darkest secrets, but getting a perspective can be super helpful. And I've done it a couple of times when trying to work with my kids as they get a bit older, because I'm kind of running into a brick wall and I'm like, I know I'm missing something here, or there must be another way of looking at this. And it gives me a little insight, and I'm like, yeah, that's really, really helpful. So don't just limit it to, just your work relationships. It can be helpful for all relationships.
Yeah, 100%. All right, cool. Let's talk about the next one.
This one's pretty cool, and we've had members do this, is you can use it to review supplier price lists, because they're just numbers.
Yeah.
You get the files from your supplier, and you might want to compare them. So you could put a couple in, or compare the current list with the previous list, and it'll just go through and do the comparisons. It'll look for trends. You can import it from Excel, which is easy, and you could ask it a bunch of questions. You know, compare the price list last month with this one, highlight any issues, show me the 10 cheapest items per category, what's the biggest price increases since the last list, what products have gone up the most, who's the cheapest for this particular component that I need. Like, it'll be really helpful just to analyze that, because margin creep through supplier increases is huge.
Yeah.
You don't often notice it. And if you do, if you're careful and you really shop around, you can gain a bunch of percentage points of margin, which is just money in your bank at the end of the day. So that's definitely something you could use it for that maybe you haven't thought you could.
Major hack, because honestly, who's sitting down and preparing, comparing all of these CSV files? I mean, it's hard to look at a CSV file, to be honest. And there's just so much in there. Like, if you get a list from one of your suppliers, there's just so much data in there. You just honestly can't look at it, let alone compare it to another list of the same magnitude. So whereas for ChatGPT, that's easy. It's so easy, and it takes seconds, and they'll be able to tell you anything you want to know. So yeah, major hack. Let's go to the next one.
Number six. I think we talked about this a little bit, but record your thoughts. So, rather than writing, just use the voice. This is massive. And have it as an app on your phone. Click the button, record what you want to say, and it'll turn it into polished emails or quotes or memos or whatever. And the cool thing, this just blows my mind. You don't have to get, if you are writing it, but better still if you're saying it, you don't have to get it perfect with what you're saying. You just have to get the ideas down, because it's basically a brain dump of what you want. And then you let chat write it, because ChatGPT is amazing at understanding the meaning. It'll go through the text and put together the meaning of what's behind it. This just blows my mind. It's absolute magic.
Help you get your point across better, eh?
Yeah, and you could have a bunch of random thoughts, and it helps you pull them together in a kind of coherent way. So don't worry about, writing it perfectly. That's not the point. You just get the ideas in, and ChatGPT will formulate them into really good language. And the magic lies that it's been trained. It's read billions of examples of human writing, from casual text to formal business reports. So it understands not just words, but it really does understand the context, the tone, and the intent. It's pretty frightening how much it does. And it means that it can figure out what you're trying to say, even if you're struggling to put it down perfectly.
There's another thing to this as well, is that actually when you use voice, one thing I have noticed with voice is that it starts to learn how you talk. And so when it produces something for you, it actually better represents how you would have said something. But it also learns about you and the way that you communicate. And so what it ends up doing is it ends up understanding you better. So if you're making a point badly, it gets you. And it actually gets you way faster and more efficiently than a person would have had to have known you for years to understand that when you say X, you mean Y. You know, when you use this word, you actually mean this word. You know, it gets that very, very fast just because it learns your way of communication. And so when it spits something out for you to say, it's going to say it in your writing. When you ask it to write a piece of text for you, it'll sound like you. And when you say something and you're not quite making sense, it gets you immediately because it starts to actually understand you, which is really cool.
Yeah, the more you use it, the better that gets. You know, in the first instance, it won't be quite perfect, but it'll learn so quickly the more you use it. It's actually quite frightening.
Yeah.
Sometimes I read what it's written from what I've put in, and I'm like, yeah, that's really how I would say it, but it's probably the best I could say it.
Mm.
Or certainly in the top 20% of ways that I could write it.
Yeah.
Quite powerful.
Well, it started to actually prompt me back where it says, do you want to sound like Phil Professional or Phil Casual today? And I'm like, let's go casual. And
yeah, yeah. It's like, okay, I didn't cool. know there was Phil Professional. I'd love well, to
there,
meet this
there
guy.
Is Phil Professional. There's actually not a huge difference between the two, but like there is a difference.
And you're professionally casual. I like that.
I tell you what, it knows that difference more than I do. It actually makes little tweaks, which is really cool. It's just things that you wouldn't even notice you do, but it picks these up and then it knows how to write you better, which is pretty amazing. So super useful. Let's get the next one.
Next one. When I told you about this, you mocked me a little bit.
But I'm going to mock you again.
You can actually use it. Let's say you're struggling to write a birthday card or an anniversary card or a meaningful message to someone. ChatGPT can help you with that amazingly.
So if you've ever had a really meaningful message from Tony,
me, it was probably ChatGPT.
That's because ChatGPT helped, yeah. Right?
Like, but the thing is, I care so.
Otherwise, it's like happy birthday from Tony, full stop.
The thing is, I care so much about people. I want to make sure that I give them the best message possible. And that's why I've, you know, used ChatGPT once or twice when I was struggling. Definitely not for Bronwyn or the kids. But if you're outside that scope, Bronwyn, maybe you got a ChatGPT message. I'm not sure.
Bronwyn, if you're listening, I just want to have a think about something. Have your Christmas cards, birthday cards, have they improved a lot in the last year or so? Just food for thought.
That would be a good question if I'd actually remembered to do any of that. No,
yeah,
that's not true.
Come on, man.
But you can use it for that sort of stuff. It's like, you know, it's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
So thanks, mate.
Now it is though, because like all jokes aside, to be honest, when you're writing birthday cards and stuff, you get in a bit of a rut where you just kind of write the same thing every time, and that's kind of fine for, you know, loose acquaintances or people you don't write them for that often. But when it comes to people that are very close to you, getting the same card every birthday, it sort of becomes redundant, you know. So being able to like come up with different ways to express your gratitude and your love is actually really cool. It keeps them interesting, and they do mean a lot more. So
yeah, and you got to be careful of those loose acquaintances, mate. Anyway, number eight, I love this one, is you can use it to help your kids with their homework. I mean, obviously the kids could use it to do their homework, but you can use it to help them. And I found this year, one of my kids' second boy is a senior in high school. He's doing calculus, really difficult subject. I can't help him. His mother can help him a bit because she's way smarter than me, but he gets stuck a few times, and you don't have the teacher there to unpack some of these questions. I was like, bro, just chuck it into ChatGPT and ask it to give you a step-by-step instructions for how to solve this.
Mm.
Like, wow, that's super useful. There's the next step. It's like you can ask put several examples into ChatGPT and then ask it to produce more examples that are similar so you can practice. So helpful.
Yeah, it's massive.
So that's massive. You know, that's not something that I could help with, but obviously.
Well, I think it's pretty relatable, right? Like, I mean, either if you've got kids that are at that sort of stage where homework is actually starting to get quite hard for you, you know, if we've experienced that, then it's like, hey, this is huge. It means you can help. You can really help. And that means a lot to your kids. And if you're not yet at the stage where your kids are that kind of age, I bet you can remember sitting at the kitchen table with your own parents and going, hey, can you help with this? And they look at it like it's, you know, Japanese and they can't, you know. And I think it just really gives you a big head, you know, head and shoulders advantage, which is massive, because it means you can learn more efficiently. And being able to be given more similar problems, as you said, that's actually awesome, because now you can practice, which is the only actual way you develop the ability.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, so it's huge.
Number nine. This is relevant at the moment because we're traveling. You can use it to say build a travel itinerary. Now, we're going and we're going to be in Rome for a week. And so I said to ChatGPT, we're a family of four. We have kids 20, 17, 13, and 8. I got that right, which is good.
Hey, come on, boy.
And look, we're a Catholic family. That's important to us. And so I said that. And we're also interested in the ancient sites of Rome. And I told it, when we were arriving, the time we were arriving, and when we were leaving, the time we were leaving. And I said, please build an itinerary for us. Now, we only want one major activity a day. Build the itinerary. It builds it in like 30 seconds. We look at it. Okay, the couple of things that we wanted to tweak, told it to do that. And then we said, hey, can you please add restaurants? My wife's gluten-free. I put the restaurants with the URLs, put the URLs of all the places we needed to book. Job done. Now, this takes like 10 minutes.
Well, you used to pay a travel agent for that, and it would take weeks and cost a lot of money and still be just the preference of the travel agent, to be honest.
So
wherever they were getting kickbacks.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely outrageously quick and helpful.
Yeah.
Now, that has saved literally hours.
Well, I remember hours. I used to buy those Lonely Planet books when I would travel.
You're
trawling through it, looking for stuff, circling it with a pen, and you know it took a long time. You know, that's if you didn't get a travel agent to do it, and just the whole thing was a major hassle. And nowadays, like, you can just be so much more prepared, and not only that, but you can discover the places you otherwise wouldn't have found. You know, because again, ChatGPT can say, hey, you might not have considered this, but there's this really cool activity. Or, you know, this place which is a little bit less busy, but it's just as good, you know, that kind of thing. And so you start to see stuff you otherwise wouldn't have seen.
Yeah, well, we'll also be in Paris for a week. And I said, hey, I want to experience some off-the-beaten-track experiences in Paris that people really enjoy but might otherwise not think about.
Yeah.
And so it made two or three suggestions, and a couple of which we'll do, which is super cool, which is exactly what you said.
Well, otherwise all you do is just go to the Eiffel Tower in Notre Dame and then go home, a croissant, and you're done.
That's right.
Sweet. Well done.
But this
way you get a little bit of the extras, yeah, which is really cool. So yeah, all right, next one.
This one is about exercise. So you use it to help you build an exercise plan for yourself, which and you can be really specific. So the goodness isn't actually the information you give it. So you might say something like, hey, I want to put an exercise plan together to develop the strength of my shoulders, my neck, my chest, and my abs. Now, I want a program where I can work out three or four times a week. I want it to start gentle and increase in intensity. Please include links to videos that demonstrate the exercises. You try that, you'll get a pretty good plan, which would take a PT ages to put together and you'd have to pay for. Mm. It's done.
Well, not only that, but you can also tell it, you can jump back into that chat in 3 or 4 weeks and say, hey, this is going to be going pretty well. Can we increase intensity? Also, now I want to focus on this other area. You know, that kind of thing. You can build on it and build on it. So it's pretty helpful in that way. And you know, for you, Tony, definitely start gentle, all right, man? You're going to need
to chill
up.
I get broken all the time.
You're a breakable guy, man.
I know. It's the intensity, mate.
That's it. Always pumping.
So yeah, that's like, how easy is that?
Yeah,
and that's not something that most people have the access to, in terms of their experience or the time to spend doing that.
Mm.
It's just done for you. I mean, it's like the ultimate search engine, really, is what we're saying.
Yeah, 100%. And I think lastly, just to, you know, sort of end up, is honestly, you can do ChatGPT for pretty much any topic. Like, you know, whether it's, hey, how do I need to improve my culture? Or how do I get better at hiring? You know, you could put in your existing process and say, where is this going wrong? That kind of thing. You could try a question, any question, just kick off with, can you help me with insert topic? One I did recently, actually, is, I haven't actually done these yet, but I have the ideas. So Maya, if you're listening, just you know, just get me some surprises. But point is that, you know, like, you can very easily get stale with things that you do in your life. Like, for example, you know, date nights. You're going for a date night with your spouse and you're like, man, we always do dinner and a movie. We always do dinner and a movie. It's like, man, it'd be cool to do something different, but what? You know, so hey, can you help me with great date night ideas to do with my spouse? And, you know, it'll give you something. You say, hey, actually, I live in Hamilton in New Zealand. Like, what would be a great thing here? And it will give you actual, you know, ideas and stuff. So you can literally do this for anything, you know, whether it's business or life. Can you help me with insert topic here? It can.
Yep.
And it will. And it's very, very good.
And it'll take you from there, because you'll say that and then it'll give you some prompts to say, would you like me? And it'll give you the next steps in the process.
Yeah.
Super simple.
Or you can make corrections. Like, it says, hey, go here. And I say, my wife doesn't actually like seafood, much to my disappointment.
Yep.
But I can say, my wife doesn't like seafood. It'll never give me a seafood restaurant again, because it knows that. It remembers that. And next time I ask, it knows. So it's just super useful.
Yeah. And it's killer, because it saves you so much time, makes you an expert at things, gives you access to all the information that you just don't have the processing power to get across.
Massive. All right, cool. We've gone through some awesome unexpected points here, so should we land this plane?
Let's do it. ChatGPT is changing the way everything is being done in business and in life, the way we communicate, the way we solve problems, the way we make decisions, and save time. It's all shifting. And the people who learn to use it well are going to have a massive advantage. So don't get left behind. Thanks heaps for listening. Catch you all again next time.
See you later.
Next week on the Profitable Tradie Podcast.
On today's episode, I interview Travis Bossy from Focus Albury in New South Wales in Australia. Now, Travis is a member of the Million Dollar Tradie Coaching Group and has made a massive improvement to his business over the last 18 months. Now, Travis is a really smart operator who has grown significantly despite challenging economic times. And he's grown in a way that allowed him to grow his lifestyle freedom for himself and his family. And there are a bunch of powerful lessons from Travis in this episode about doing the basics of business consistently, because that's what makes the difference. Now, don't miss this episode if you want to discover the real-world strategies that can unlock your business profits and create a better lifestyle.
Congratulations on being part of a select group of savvy business owners who are taking their businesses to the next level. And to help you on your journey, don't forget to check out our show notes for a copy of our free book, The Profitable Tradie, and other valuable resources. Thanks for being a part of this special group, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Profitable Tradie Podcast.